It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
On occasion!
Kimchi.
Here now is John Thain explaining why a company that needed a government bailout because they just lost $27 billion in 1 year could use $4 billion of taxpayer bailout money to bonus their employees.
If you don't pay your best people, you will destroy your franchise.
You don't have best people! You lost $27 billion! Do you live in Bizarro World? How do you bonus? Hey, Carbone, get in here. You lost $200 million trading mortgage-backed bonds. You really f***ed this whole company over. Nice job.
He puts it better than we all do.
He really do.
That's John Stewart. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 800-636-1067. Now, listen, I mentioned this the other day. One of the most fun experiences going out to a bar is when you go to a joint and you're with your buddies.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And you stumble upon a group of women that are having a big-ass party.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're having such a good time that they'll actually talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. We've got one that's made to order.
Just like that.
It's Buzz Babe McKenzie's birthday bash a week from tomorrow night.
Do not miss
Friday,
it.
Friday, Feb 6. We're going to be there from 9 to 11, probably longer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be at the Bungalow in Chantilly, 13891 Metro Tech Drive. Online at bungalowforyou.com. We're going to have balloons.
Yes, we are.
We're very proud of that. I can't believe they put that in here.
Big, round, inflated,
big,
marvelous,
titanium,
firm balloons.
Orbs, uh-huh. Titanic orbs of fun balloons.
Of fun latex.
We'll have hats. I love hats.
Everyone does.
And Rob, you have to wear a birthday hat.
I will. And you know what? They always look great on me because they seem to just suit the size of my head.
We'll even have a birthday cake. The first 106 people in the door will get their own birthday gift. One will contain an 8-gig iPod Nano, along with $21 to start filling it up. Our McKenzie finally able to party for her 21st birthday.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Buzz Babes will be wearing those wonderful outfits that they wear as well.
They will be dressed beautifully.
Now, the Bungalow is where we had the coming out party for the Buzz Babes as well.
It
right?
was the party on the 8th, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah.
So we're going to be returning.
That is a great venue.
To the scene of the crime. Info and directions at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We look forward to seeing you at McKenzie's birthday party at the Bungalow.
The Bungalow, Mike, is where I told the joke.
Yeah, the dirty joke.
I'd like to tell. I have another joke I'd like to tell that night, if it's okay with you.
I think with the right amount of alcohol, you can tell whatever joke you want.
That'd be great. Look forward
Should
to it.
Should be a lot of fun. Now, the problem you have, Rob, though, is that you are really misguided when you're talking about this ice. Now,
he
you
is.
Might think it's fun.
It's fun.
But I'm reading the texts about this.
Okay.
I saw a cop with 3 inches of ice on his car this morning, and, you know, that doesn't look good. Kiss my black ice, Rob. That's what one buddy said.
Now, what is that about? That's not polite.
Some dumbasses shouldn't be driving so close to my bumper. I hope the ice on top of my car hits them. Okay, I hope you hit a goddamn telephone pole.
Why the hate? What's wrong with people? Why is there so much of that in the world?
Really, I'm being attacked for simply suggesting
a safety
that people
issue.
Take the extra minute and a half,
right?
Especially if you've got a small little car. You know, if you're driving a van, I know it's a van down by the river.
Yes.
It's harder.
I know it's a little tougher.
Can be done sometimes.
But I mean, really, you're talking about a car like yours. Seconds.
Couldn't be easier.
Yeah, seconds.
I did it myself yesterday.
And
removed
besides,
the ice.
Buzz has a heated roof.
But you get in your car, you look on the front, it's got the big snow. Now, one guy wrote that he's just jealous of people with garages.
I am too.
Is that any of your concern there, Rob?
No.
You just like the sound it makes.
Well, it's not just the sound, but it's awesome that when you look behind you and it's like dropping a big plate glass window on the road.
And when there's blood, it's even more exciting.
You see, Buzz, it's always that with you. And that's really only 3 days a month.
McBridian has
would like to
weigh in on this subject.
Well,
yes, Beth Ann?
Because, Rob, I can't believe I saw it today. When that piece of ice breaks from the top of your car, which is moving, that becomes aerodynamic and just goes flying.
Sails.
It could go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it could kill somebody.
It hasn't.
It has.
You don't know because you're driving along in la-la Spiwak land.
I guarantee you, if you went across the country, you will find examples of people that have been killed
under
those
circumstances. Not in
Arizona. You are.
Rob, clean off your car.
I swear to God.
Thanks for coming by, Vampire.
Is it on there now? Has it melted off?
No, you know what? It came off safely yesterday.
Safely on the highway, going 50 miles an hour.
Perhaps on Route 28.
Let's go.
Or the Greenway.
Let's go to Rob in Wheaton. Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to comment. You guys are so on the ball with this ice thing. I'm driving down Fairfax County Parkway right now.
It's all over the place today. It's all over the place today.
Oh yeah, it's all over the place. I mean, I see an ice fly off as we speak. I just wanted to make another quick comment. Now that we're on the subject of driving, you've heard the term DWO, have you not?
DWO?
No.
DWO, Driving While Oriental.
Oh Jesus Christ! Stop that! Listen, this man's cussing you out right now. I'm not familiar with that, Rob. Are you saying to me that Orientals are bad drivers?
What you should say.
And Orientals, isn't that used in the bank in the 1860s? Hey, Rob!
Yes.
How about we talk and you talk? It works better that way, okay?
So sorry.
Thank you very much.
I've never heard that.
I call it DWO. Geez.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the call.
You know,
appreciate
you really
it.
Should. It really should be DWA.
He thought you might stop talking.
you got somebody that's living in contemporary times when they say the Orientals.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Here's a news item for Rob. A truck driver was killed after a sheet of ice broke through the front windshield of his truck, striking the man in the head. And this was February 13th of last year.
So it's been over a year.
It's been nearly a year. Make me happy. Make me happy.
All right,
on this one
you
thing.
You come here and give me a hug.
No, I don't want to hug you.
Just a little
make
rub
me
down.
Happy and tell me the next time, and it might not even happen for the rest of the winter.
Okay.
Well, we're supposed to get maybe a storm on Monday and Tuesday.
How about this? Mm-hmm. Make a
please
compromise.
Please tell me you'll do it.
I will do it, but how about snow?
What do you mean?
I like to leave the snow up there, too.
Only if it doesn't harden into a solid sheet.
Okay. I can make that compromise.
Yeah.
It's fun when the snow comes off.
The snow does tend to melt, and then sometimes it gets that crust on there when it's on top of your car.
Becomes solid.
Well, it's going to have to be a judgment call then.
What can I? I'm trying to make you a safer.
What does he have to do?
I'm trying to make you a safer person here. I swear to God, I'm trying to make you effing safe. I'm not yelling at you. I'm not saying you ought to be imprisoned, although I think you should.
Allow me this judgment call.
Here we go. Listen to this text.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. My windshield got hit by a flying glacier. From off of a van. All right,
and a glacier?
Damn it, I gotta put this thing on 90 seconds instead of re-upping every 30 seconds because I lose it. All right, let me see.
It wasn't a glacier.
Keeps refreshing.
Where was he driving?
My windshield got hit by a flying glacier from off of a van. It hit so hard, I'm surprised it didn't crack the son of a bitch.
So, wow, it hit so hard that it almost didn't do something?
I have a personal experience with someone I was married to who it actually shattered the windshield.
But he said it almost cracked it. That means it almost did. It did nothing.
Oh, you want to talk to a moron that's going
to
agree with you, Lee?
He was startled.
Let's go to Justin in Kansas.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
How you doing, friend?
Hello, Justin.
Yeah, well, first of all, I would never leave ice intentionally. I went to it just to be entertaining. However, I did do it. And it was quite entertaining. I kind of could see where Rob is getting that from.
Yeah, but do you do it? You don't do it as a matter of practice, do you? You don't do it every single time because you're going to kill somebody. Or you're going to, and it doesn't have to just be the size of the ice crashing through a windshield and decapitating somebody. What about the people that are driving on a slick road and the thing comes flying off and then they go avoid it? Even if it's a tiny little square, people slam their brakes on, as somebody did in front of me today. Mm-hmm. They turn violently to the left. You are causing a hazard.
You know what? You just reminded
me. You are right.
Thank
you. You just reminded
me, Mike, what's really
cool.
I wish
that's the way every phone call ended.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
You're right, Mike.
When you slam on the brakes and it slides forward, too. That's
okay.
Cool, too.
Well, that doesn't bother me. Do that in your own driveway.
I do all the time.
Did you shovel? Did you shovel the walk? Did you
yes,
shovel
I
your
did.
Walk?
Yes, I did.
Did you shovel your driveway?
I don't have a driveway.
Yeah.
But you have a townhouse, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You don't have, like, a little driveway?
No.
Really?
No, it's tough being me.
Let's go to Zach.
But we have a small walkway that I was able. It's gravel. Really, it's just dirt where the grass won't grow because that's where my barefoot children walk.
Stop talking. Zach in Manassas, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I was living in a devil town.
What can we do for you, Zach?
Hey, I was driving through Fairfax actually today. And it was ice built up on top of the street or the light signs.
Uh-huh.
And this guy in a Beamer was going through it, and the thing fell right on the dude's car.
Yeah.
Now see,
that's
Zach,
funny.
I'm gonna laugh with you there because simply that's just somebody else's bad luck.
That's fate.
Did it do any damage to the vehicle?
I don't know. I was laughing. I sped by. I don't know.
Laugh and the world laughs with you. Cry and you cry alone.
There's Manassas for you.
That is. That's a good Manassas.
Anybody hurt? Did you say? Nah, I was laughing.
It was
just
funny.
I was laughing.
Sped on.
Ben in Vermont. Hello. Now here's a New Englander. I want a New England take on
okay.
this. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
I actually work in the auto glass industry.
Yes, sir.
And up in Vermont, if you have any snow or any ice or anything like that on top of your car, you actually get a $300 to $400 fine.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's illegal in many states. I don't know about Virginia.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate that. Not down here, though.
Thank goodness. Every time that I've driven to Vermont, the ice has fallen off before I get to the state line.
Yes, they should do that. They should really do that. That would be a wonderful deterrent for asshats like you
not an asshat, a
dangerous sheet of ice, a glacier on top of their car because they're too lazy to scrape it off.
Not lazy, it's about entertainment.
It's not about entertainment,
but
it's about
lazy.
Let me make that
judgment call that if it gets icy and dangerous, I will remove it, but if it's still fluffy, delightful snow, I will leave it.
You know what? I really hope it happens to you. I really do. I hope it happens to you, because if it happens to you, and especially if you've got those precious children of yours in the car.
Make me this promise.
You know, and you're sitting and you're driving along going, oh, okay, Carrie, what a great day. I think I'm going to buy a Broadway shirt.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What was I going to buy? A Broadway what?
Well, you're just cruising along and just going,
oh, okay, Carrie, where are we going today? La-di-da, my name's Rob. I think I'm going to go to the Best Buy and look at some of the DVDs. All right, make me this promise then, Mike.
Look at that. Did you see that large piece of... Look at that big piece that came off the car there. Isn't that nice?
Promise me this.
Oh, dear.
You'll be the guy at my funeral laughing. I told him so.
Absolutely. All right, Buzz, let's get a news update before we go to break here.
All right. The number of people filing continuing claims for jobless benefits in the U.S. has reached a record high. The Labor Department says the uninsured unemployment figure for the week is now pushing 5 million.
I'm driving along with Carrie. This is great. Why don't we go... Let's go over see my father. He's got a golf cart. Oh, S, you didn't take the snow off the top of the car. Like May.
You're right, Mike.
Thank you, Buzz.
Now I see what you're saying.
Oh, you won him over. Target, Boeing, Kodak, and Starbucks have joined the list of companies shedding workers. But Wall Street bonuses had their sixth highest year last year, totaling $18.5 billion.
Oh, they don't like that.
But profits at Shell Oil have dropped for the first time in 10 years to only $65 million a day.
We talked about it yesterday, and what you've got is a situation where it's their own world, mm-hmm. and they protect uh-huh. themselves, and that's why, you know, I'm glad a lot of this stuff is coming to light, but I guarantee you we don't know the half of it as far as bonuses that are being handed out. Mm-hmm. You get some of the ones that leak to the press, but there's so much going on there.
Sure.
They live in their own world.
Yeah.
In sex news today, I'm sure there's something terribly sexist about this. There's a new website called PMSBuddy.com that exists to help guys track their significant other's monthly cycle. The motto of the website, never be taken by surprise again.
That's not a bad idea.
The first realistic machine for virtual sex may have finally arrived. That device is called the Real Touch, and it's available online for $150.
That's cheap.
The device connects to your computer so you feel a simulation of what the guy on the screen is experiencing every little movement.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you have to attach something.
Yeah, to your computer. You attach the device to your computer and then enjoy.
Well, I was talking about attaching it to something else. But.
Well, you would, I don't know if I'd use the word attach, but yes, you would get very close to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to feel everything he's feeling.
Right, you'd have to use a word I can't say.
A vessel?
You have to put your thing on it?
Not on. Another word that I'm not supposed to say.
So would it be like one of those artificial Vs? Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Well put. That's it. All right. Thanks.
These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Jerry Lewis is 82 years old. Cue the illegitimate daughter in your Hollywood buzz. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thanks, Buzz. We'll be back with Dennis Hoff right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.